This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, because Rob is away. He's not here. And instead, it's me. I'm here. And we're here to recap tonight's episode of Big Brother 23. It was a Wednesday night episode for the Final Four, and we saw a veto competition. And here with me tonight, while Rob is away, Jacob Jones is joining me. We're at the club.
Yes, everyone. We're at the club. I need you to bring your voices, bring your outfits. I will stamp your hand and make sure you're 21 plus. And get ready to have a, if you're not, it doesn't matter, at this club. But yeah, get ready to have a good time. I'm excited to be here. My energy is flowing. I feel like I'm on a, like I have my two BFFs right here. You know, I have a podcast with Maggie. And then me and Taryn are like, basically, would you say besties?
I think I would. Yeah.
Basically. And, you know, I'm in a very comfortable place. Okay. Yes.
All right. Also with us here at the club is Maggie Morgan. How you doing, Maggie?
Hey, Taryn. Hey, Jacob. I feel like I'm on a completely different planet than Jacob right now, because I'm not going to lie, I would be sleeping if I was not on this podcast. It's very late.
We dragged Maggie out of bed to go to the club tonight.
Yes, we did.
I'm in my glasses, and I took out my contacts. That's how late it is.
I put mine in for this, Maggie.
Did you? Oh, man. Yeah. I'm ready, man. I watched Kylan stick his face in a tortilla. I got some stuff to say.
I know. You know? Wait, and you want to know a funny thing? We're all in three different time zones. Maggie's in Eastern, like New York.
Which is why.
I'm in Southern, well, Central. And
that's Southern time zone,
you know, and then Taryn's in Western.
There it is.
This is literally like the world.
We are basically the world, aka America.
Taryn, I got your number. Don't worry. We are the United States. Yes.
Yes. Well, Rob, of course, he's away because he was busy watching the better show of the night, Survivor.
How dare you, Taryn? No spoilers, okay? My roommate gone during the Survivor premiere. I have not watched. I promised I would wait until the morning to watch with him. So I literally made some chicken orzo soup, did not watch Survivor, and watched this fabulous episode of Big Brother can't wait to talk all about.
Yes.
Yes. Well,
absolutely.
Rob, of course, did the know-it-alls, which is why we are a bit late here as well, even after the additional lateness of the episode. But we are here to talk about tonight's episode of Big Brother. And you know what? It's a late night. We've got three of these jokers in a row, episodes, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Rob isn't here. I get to make the rules.
And make that means
we're going to keep this short because, look, we have to talk about. Not that we club hard and we club fast here.
Yes, baby. Well, I club long.
Spoken so, like a true man who often goes to the club. He says, we club hard and we club fast.
Look,
man, wouldn't you be fun to go to the club with? What if we did? The next time we're all in the same place, let's go to the club. Seriously.
Arrive late, leave early.
Well,
arrive late, leave early. No, yeah. that sounds like the opposite of what you should do at the club.
It kind of is, like, if you arrive late, you there when the party is, like, jumping, and then, like, you're leaving, and you're really not missing. If you arrive early, then you're like, oh, you have to wait through that period where everyone's still trickling in. Well, Tara, I like to arrive late and stay later. You know what I mean? So,
if you arrive early, you can stake your spot on the dance floor, and you're not going to have to push through sweaty people. I need space.
Maggie, I love pushing through sweaty people. I'm the sweaty person that people is nudging. He's the one being pushed. Yes, I'm the one. And get off of me, Tabitha. Get off. You know, that's me. So, yeah, it'll be fun.
All right. Well, let's get into the episode here. Let's talk about what we saw on the episode. We had a veto competition. We had some sniffing segments. And we have a disappointed Kylan. That's pretty much what we have here tonight. And we can run through it here. We started the episode with Big D and Azza. And we got this whole conversation where he is explaining to Azza that he has in fact made a deal with Kylan. She already knew about his deal with Xavier, but the fact that he has a deal with Kylan as well means that, the guys are working together and I maybe shouldn't have sent Hannah home.
Done.
What did Julie Chen Moonves say that one time when she was talking to Derek? Ooh, like it was literally a ooh moment. And I live for it because like I've been literally banging my head saying, Azza, why are you doing this? You can obviously these girls, he used the POV on mm-hmm. Xavier. Like, you can see some trickulation. But I felt for her in this moment, TBH. I really did. I felt so bad. Even though it was kind of the writing was on the wall. Sorry, that's the saying. I still felt crabby for her a little.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel bad for her too, but like also come on, get with it, Azza. Like, you know, where have you been? You know, that's sort of my feeling about it. Like, she made her bed. Like, now she's realizing it and she's like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Well, maybe you should have really actively figured out what you should have been doing 2 weeks ago. Maybe that's.
Yeah, I mean, for Azza, it's been like, hey, me and Big D to the end of this game. Big D says, I've got a final two with Xavier. So, can I get in on that? Let me talk to him. And Xavier's like, nah, we're good. And he goes back to Azza. He's like, we can bring you to three, but we're going to have to cut you then. Oh, okay. That's fine. So Azza, I know we've already said you're going to be cut at three, but I'm also going to have to put you up on the block at four. End at five, actually. I hope that's okay. Yeah, that's fine. I guess if you need to put me on the block, that's fine. That's fine. It's like, okay. And Azza, also, I'm also going to evict you at four as well, not three. Like,
oh!
Like that's when she was finally like, no.
This is also her best friend in the house. They've been sleeping 5 feet from each other, morning, noon, and night. And if you telling me, Maggie or Taryn, yo, I'm cutting you for Maggie. If you telling me you cutting me for Taryn and Taryn, you telling me you cutting me for Maggie, I might have to throw hands. And I would never
say that to you, Jacob. I would never say that to you, just so you know.
Maggie, the better way to handle this kind of conversation is to say, Jacob Jones, why would you even say that?
I've been in a position where I could have picked who I wanted on this podcast and you're here. You've never been in that position, Jacob. You've never been the picker. So until you're the picker, maybe you shouldn't be questioning me.
Yeah. It's almost like Jacob Jones is threatening us into reassuring him right now.
How pissed off I was during that. Ugh. Anywho, but yeah, but she's basically getting the door slammed in her face in every opportunity, even though she had the opportunity to kind of put a little door stopper in the way with the double eviction. She didn't do it, but it's still like, damn, Aza, damn, Big D, you really gonna lay a tour like this? This your best friend? You can't even put a pillow under that thing before you really, you know, it was, anywho, we digress. Child, this is late night.
I don't think we need to elaborate. I think that everybody,
So Big D, he explains to Aza that he's basically evicting her before the veto is even played.
What a horrible, like, what goes through this man's mind? I can't.
Look, we just can't understand the machinations, the will of Big D. That's he's beyond our comprehension.
Machination?
Yeah.
Is that like an actual word? Were you like just being funny?
Yeah, machinations.
It's an actual word.
Oh, I haven't heard no machinations in since I've been in Texas for 24 years. So, I mean, if y'all want to say it is, we can say it is, but machinations. Hey, it was a machination move.
What is it, Taryn? I know you're looking up the definition right now.
I literally was just wondering if machinate is a word, and it is. I was going to joke that it's like machinate, and I thought machinate might not be a word because I've never used that one.
But what is it? What does it mean?
It's a plot. It's a plot and scheme.
Oh, machinate. Okay. To plot and scheme. I know that. So yeah, what kind of machinate was that? But like, I mean, honestly, Big D didn't even know that you had to evict the people when you do make it to Final Four right in your face. He probably forgot it was a veto this week as well. He probably thought that he just had all the power this week. And so I would be surprised if that didn't come out of Big D's mouth. So it kind of goes with his on brand, you know, mentality.
I mean, we've been saying this all week. Like, Jacob, you and I have both been on with Taryn this week watching just this car crash of a Final Four. Like, what is even going on? Like, this episode is just like such a joke of gameplay that's going on.
Not a joke.
No, like the gameplay is seriously like a joke at this point. Like, what's even happening? The only person who has like any sort of real game sense left is Xavier, who was giving really good DRs tonight, I thought, at least. Like, he was at least explaining himself well. He's really good in the DR. But none of this made any sense. And then we lead from this, like, Big D is talking to Aza and letting her know he's going to cut her, to then the conversation with Kyland, which is even more of a joke and a disaster. Like, oh, gosh, that was really bad.
Yeah, so this was a big conversation that happened for the week that led to a lot of tension between Big D and Kyland, as we saw throughout the episode. Big D basically like, okay, now that I've already told Aza I'm going to evict her, maybe I should get some reassurance from Kyland that he is going to take me to the final two. And so he goes to Kyland and he just wants to be reassured. Like, you're bringing me to the final two, right? Like, that's what we've had a final two for a long time. And Kyland is offended. He is personally offended that Big D is basically threatening me into reassuring him. How dare he? I am vulnerable right now on the block, and you are asking me questions like this, with the implication being that if I don't reassure you right now, you will evict me. Is that what's happening, Big D? No, it really wasn't what was happening.
Also, I'm sorry. Like, in what world are you getting actually upset with someone who's just asking for a little bit of reassurance in any way? Like, I understand if the person is being super annoying and coming to every 4 seconds and you're like, enough, we've had this conversation 17 times, but they haven't gone over this. Like, Big D was just asking for reassurance. So I don't know, like, I don't get why this is like the end of the world, the worst thing anyone could ever do, why it is so impossible for Kyland to sit down and like ask for reassurance or to give reassurance to Big D, when at the end of the episode, we're going to see Kyland going up to Xavier being like, please give me reassurance. And Xavier being like, no. Like, it's just like so full circle and stupid, these guys. Like, it's such a, like I said, it's just such a joke. Like, I don't, it's just such poor gameplay, and like then you get your comeuppance at the end. I don't know. Kylan is
I love that
confused.
Word.
I mean, yeah. He's made it clear to the cameras when he talks to himself that he sees himself as having played this game with a lot of honor. I think that he genuinely didn't want to have to lie to Big D. So I think that's where, like, he thought the honorable thing to do was instead to gaslight Big D, into like dropping the conversation. Like, how dare you even question me? Like, do you even understand how wrong it is you in a position of power to ask me that question? I'm not actually giving him the answer, am I? You're real slick, Kylan. Yeah, you really got one over on him.
Yeah, it was. I bet it was in one of the books that Kylan probably, like a self-help book or, you know, a Gaslighter 101 book that Kylan probably read amongst the many books that he's read before entering the house. And Kylan cannot say enough not so great things about him. And, you know, it just kind of goes to show with that action that he exhibited right there. So,
yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, we see Azza talking to Xavier about how Kai wants it to be Batman versus Superman.
Maggie, wait, which Marvel character would you be? Are they Marvel?
They're not Marvel.
Oh, sorry.
DC.
DC. DC?
You're asking the wrong. I can tell you which superhero, but I don't know.
Yes.
DC Marvel.
Gray?
Is Oz a Wonder Woman?
Yes.
Who said that?
She's got the lasso of truth. She's going to get the truth out of them. Why do you think Big D keeps opening his mouth to her?
She said to Xavier, don't you want Wonder Woman?
That was kind of hot. That was very hot. TBH, like, you know, like Superman and Wonder Woman, aren't they like, don't they have like some sexual chemistry, them two, or no?
I don't actually know.
I don't know either. Really asking the wrong person.
No, I don't watch them. I'm making those up. My bad. But I feel like they got some tension. You know, they both repping the America. And like Wonder Woman, Superman, I guess Batman is, you know. But anywho, I thought that was very cute. And I love this scene between the two of them. I mean, like, just like, oh, and her even asking, do you want that in the end? Like, how do you feel about that? And even when Azza posed this question to Xavier saying, so are you wanting to go to the end with, help me out.
But she says, do you want it to be Batman versus Superman? He was like, it would be interesting.
What is this thing where people want to sit next to the best? Even though Xavier in his DR was like, nah, I kind of want Kylan now. But like, what is this? Like, if you beat the best, you get them out whatever week that you can get them out. You beat them. They are no longer in the game. You are fourth. They are sixth. You are first. They are second. No, I don't even want to use that because that's what they want to do. You are third. They are fourth. Like, is that not beating each other? If I'm beating you, I'm beating you in every sense of the word. It doesn't matter if you're sitting right next to me in 6 months or in 2 days. I'm still beating that ass. So
the reality of it is it goes even beyond that. Like, the reality of it is that the fans are going to judge who was better at the game. Yeah. And Tiffany can go out in sixth and Kylan can go out in fourth, but people are going to say that Tiffany was better than Kylan. And there's nothing he can do about that because it's about the game you actually played. It's not about the placement you came in, and it's not about whether or not you made it to 1 and 2 and won a jury vote or whatever. How many people think that Casey's a better player than Tyler? Not that many. It's just if it's not in the cards for you, it's not in the cards for you. If you want to be known as the best, play better.
Thank you. If I was ever in the Big Brother house, everyone who could ever possibly beat me in a race would be gone by final seven. That's all I have to say. Like, that is the way that you play. So the fact that he's like, oh no, but this is the Nicole logic from last season, right? Why she was going to take Cody. She's like, I don't even need to cut the best player because I know I'm the best player. It's just the weird flip flop mindset of it. But the thing is though, Jacob, going back to your point, like Xavier does not want to sit next to Kylan. Mm-hmm. He's like, he is on your wavelength. And he's like, mm-hmm. absolutely not. Like, get him out of here. I would like to be Batman, and I would like to have the Joker and Harley Quinn next to me who won't get a single vote from
That's a very hot duo.
That's DC, right? Taryn?
I believe that.
Yes.
Taryn don't know.
He seemed like he knew earlier.
Well, when me and Taryn were talking about it,
I don't know if Superman and Wonder Woman have a thing. I'm not on top of the DC gossip.
Okay, well, you better get your 411 up, hon. I'm glad Oz posed that question to him and kind of laid it to him raw and thick. Because, like Oz, that was very weird wording that I use. But I thought about it. Sorry. Ooh, but it goes on brand to what Aza has. Taryn, you in that soundboard. But it goes on brand with how honest Aza has.
Am I interrupting something? Should I see my way out here?
I mean, I wasn't going to say anything, but if you wanted to go.
All right.
But yeah, it was a cute moment. And I'm glad that Aza kind of made Xavier sweat a bit.
Yeah. So then we're going to get part two of Kylan and Big D. He says, I've done it and you haven't been able to, Big D. I've proven my worth. I've proven my loyalty to you. You haven't done anything. You haven't had that. And at the very first opportunity, Big D is asking, what can I do for him? It's as if Kylan is a president, I guess, asking what his people can do for him. Along those lines, Big D says, this guy, he's off in his own Kyland.
Which was very funny. I thought it was very funny.
It was good. That was the best thing I think Big D has ever done in the diary room.
TBH.
Oh, come on. Don't discredit the power of the vote. Come on.
I mean, that's great, but I don't think it's on purpose.
No, but that's what makes it camp, Taryn. That's why it's fabulous. Oh, come Maggie! On.
That's what, Taryn, do you know what that's what made, like, do you know what, like, camp means? Like, do you
know
what,
like, camp what means? She
said? Yeah. But, like, not like camp, oh, firewood, like, I'm going to eat some stores. Oh, okay, never mind. My bad. Never mind. Okay.
Taryn, have you ever heard of the term camp?
Enlighten me. I was actually just born yesterday.
No, but Taryn, you could be doing the firewood. Oh, let's sing a lullaby on the campfire.
Yeah,
there was a Survivor episode today.
We all watch Rocky Horror Picture Show while you know, out in the woods. That's what camping is, right?
Anywho,
all right.
What is this podcast? What's happening right now?
Look, sometimes when you're at the club, things get a little weird.
Ding.
Yeah. All right. So we get to the probably best, but also probably worst segment of this episode.
No. I can't. You guys, I actually really can't. Sure. I felt really sick.
I'll give you a hint.
I I really can't. You know why? Because I'm not even mad at Kylan for this one. I'm really not. Because we're all humans, okay? We all do some weird crap, okay? Yeah. And some stuff that maybe when we forget the cameras around, we're doing on national television.
TVA. Okay? TVA, so my
I'm not even going to come for Kylan here. What come I'm going to come for, I'm going to come for these editors for making me watch a clip of Kylan flossing and then snipping the floss.
That was the worst one.
And you know why? Because anybody who says they've never done that is a complete liar.
No, put that away. She's sick.
That's why everybody knows how fucking disgusting it is. How disgusting it is.
Maggie,
that's why people know.
I've never.
Okay. All right. But you do pee in pools, Jacob. So I don't believe you.
Ooh, I like to add a little spice to the world, baby.
So I'm just going to say, this is just beyond disgusting. I hate you, CBS editors, for making me watch that. I literally, my stomach hurt. I had to put down my soup that I spent hours making tonight because I could not handle it anymore.
That's
so funny. How dare you? I can't.
To me, it was the flossing and then immediately sniffing it. And then it was the cut to, like, he was snorting a line of...
Oh God!
Of floss.
Oh God! I really, really can't. I really... Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm like
Maggie
hot.
Said, we have... You're high. That man, you're getting high and bothered by the floss.
No, and then you're right. In the wrong direction.
Maggie is really getting disgusted.
No.
Keep it going.
Oh, man.
But this is what I'm saying. I'm literally not even judging Kylan for sniffing things. You got to do what you got to do to make sure things are sanitary around you. He says he sniffs the tortillas so that there's not cleaning supply on them. I'm sure he's sniffing towels and things so he's not using gross things. That's not the issue. It's what the editors chose to put in our faces here. Like, I don't need to see that. I don't need to see it. Why? Yeah.
So it's weird that this segment popped up today because literally just yesterday, Kylan finally explained why he sniffs the tortillas, which is that what he claims at least is that they wash the packages, they wash the food for COVID purposes, which like I didn't realize anybody still did that, since like a year and a half ago. But he says that the soap gets through to the tortillas sometimes. And so he sniffs the tortillas to see if there's any soap on them, which seems fair to me, but it doesn't exactly explain the floss or the shoes or the anything else.
I really do feel like this is not like the most egregious things we've ever seen done house. It's just when it's all edited together in a segment. Like, why?
Well, go ahead, Jacob. I have no issue with sniffing things. My issue is with shoving your face all in the tortilla.
But it's his tortilla that he's going to eat, right?
Exactly, Taryn. Okay. But like you guys know, like even with the floss, like he probably had a good old, I don't know, roast beef chunk back there stuck back there. He got that sucker out, probably sitting there for 2 days, want to smell that thing. I would too. But you know when something smells so bad that you like want to put it to your face? Or am I the only one? Now I'm making this up, but if like I go in my laundry and get my underwear from like 2 days ago and I'm like, this is actually a real thing. I think this goes with like the romance type of thing. When you're like really infatuated with someone, you like to smell everything dealing with them. So
That's pheromones.
Yes, the pheromones. Mm-hmm. And I like my own pheromones. And Kylan may like his own pheromones of, you know.
I don't think.
You know what I mean?
I don't think rotten food in your teeth equates to your pheromones.
Oh, does it not? Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kylan. I tried to help you out. Don't file a complaint. But yeah. Kylan is going to file a complaint.
The funniest thing to me about this segment was that the way that they edited it in the episode was that basically they kind of made it seem like this was the turning point for Xavier. that, like, after watching Kylan shove tortillas in his face, knowing how often Kylan cooked for him, he was like, you know what? Oz is right. This guy's got to go.
That was the part. That was the thing. And Xavier, click, 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 ding, ding, ding. Yo, this man been cooking out food and he been smelling that food like that. Hell no. Gotta go.
Yeah. He says Aza needs to stay. And he goes,
I'm sorry. I just feel like Melissa with that Kato Kayla segment. Like, that's how I feel about the sniffing segment. Like, that's how egregious the offense that CBS has done to us is.
Well, it's just, you should,
out of control.
You should contact Kylan and get his help to get in touch with the manager of CBS and file a complaint. Maybe a class.
That's a good idea. I bet you he'll respond and yeah, we'll be able to draft an email.
Yeah. Oh my gosh,
you're so funny. So Xavier goes to Big D and he says, look, Big D, Aza needs to stay. She's easier to beat. We need to get rid of Kylan. And Big D's like, but Aza's gonna beat us in the final too. She hasn't lied to anyone. Now, for the episode watchers, this is Big D, Kylan, and Xavier have all talked about feeling like they will lose to a woman in the end because the jury is majority women. Hannah, having heard this line of argument many times, told Xavier, that's rude. That's demeaning. And you shouldn't say that. And so Xavier has told Big D, hey, Big D, stop saying that. It's rude and it's demeaning. And Big D went, okay, sorry, America. And ever since then, he's been very much on the line of, oh, it's because she hasn't lied is why she's going to beat me. He's worried about Aza beating them in the final two because she hasn't lied to anybody. And Xavier needs to continue to say, hey, no, but she's easier to beat. And, hey, Big, but she beat you that one time. And he's like, Kylan beat me like three times. I was like, that one time. Remember that one time?
Yeah, I remember it. Big D is so, this man, he's so funny. You have to laugh. Like, at certain points, you just have to laugh. And this, like, argument right here, it just further along stressed me out because, Big D, your only chance of only hope, conceivably thought of winning this game, possibly in any realm of possibility, would be sitting next to Aza in the end. And you don't even want to go forward with that. You're, like, trying to throw your homegirl under the bus.
For Kylan, who won't even take him to the final two.
Has given him the uncertainty of that. And he's like, oh, no. Aza's got to go. I'm like, no. No, baby, no. Let's get it together. Mm-hmm. But it's Big D, so what can you do?
All right. Well, we now have a wonderfully entertaining segment of the episode. Can't believe I had forgotten that we were going to get this. Hey, guys. It's CSI Vegas time. Oh, yeah.
I was pumped.
Let's do it.
This is why this podcast is club themed, right? Because
that is exactly why. Coordinated.
Wait, why?
Because they watched CSI Vegas, and Vegas is all about the club.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was cute, though.
It was cute. You liked it?
No, what were you about to say? What were you about to say?
I was going to make a joke about how the episode murdered us. And it's a crime scene investigation now. Well, the timing was off.
That was a good try. I love the enthusiasm. But it was cute, though. It was very cute. I thought it was. This is Oz's dream. She gets to go on a date with her guy that she's been... over the entire duration of this show. Like, how are you not rooting, girl, going for that kiss? Or, you know, when they pulled out that gun, going for that kiss. Like, it was cute.
Well, how can you go on a date when you're sitting in a seat that, like, the person is, like, 4 feet away from you? Like, those seats aren't that close together.
This was,
you know, and you can't push them together.
This was a first date. And you're not going to, like, touch the people immediately when you see them. You know, it's some time. Get to know each other a little bit. Then go in.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I think they're fine. I don't think Gaza should be making any moves on Xavier.
Oh my God. Imagine if she did, though. That would have been, oh my gosh, so awkward. But yeah, it was cute, I thought. I'm not going to watch NCIS Vegas. I barely watch NCIS.
CSI Vegas.
Oh, sorry. Jacob. Sorry, CSI.
How dare.
CSI Vegas.
How dare.
I am a criminal minds type of person.
Mm, the old CI or no, CM.
Well, I don't think they use acronyms for it.
Well, they should.
Yeah, I'm Law and Order SVU, so they use
acronyms.
Wait,
no,
for that.
Same, but I didn't want to say that because it's not CBS.
Oh, sorry. I forgot we're getting paid by CBS for this. CSI Vegas. Everybody check it out. I've never done a podcast like this where I truly just feel like I'm on a phone call with my two pals. Like, what is even happening?
Because we are.
Bob is away.
The podcast really? About to play.
Yeah.
Our minds.
Warriors. All right. So we then get Big D fresh off of hearing from Kyland that how dare you ask me if I'm taking you to the final two. And then he's off in his own Kyland. And then Xavier saying Azza really needs to stay is like, all right. He goes to Azza. He's like, I would like to apologize to you. I would actually never cut you in this game. I don't even know what came over me. It was, I love you, Azza. That's, don't be mad at me.
But for me, it was the way that he first did it. So they were both laying down in their perspective areas. And he was laying down. Azza, you awake?
Yeah.
Can you come here for a second?
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I am truly sorry.
Yeah, I was about to say, in his entire body language, his full back was to her, and he was like looking over.
Oh my God. I thought it was the funniest thing. Like if you want to make a genuine apology, I feel like you can at least make some effort to get off the bed and to go to that other person. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, you up? Yeah. Come here for a second. All right. And I was just like, oh, what? You could have walked your ass over there.
But yeah, I've got an apology thing I got to get out of the way with you.
Yeah, I was like, come here real quick. Follow me. I was like, oh my gosh. But I'm glad that Azza, because again, I'm the only one on this panel that felt a little bit bad for. But so I'm glad that Big D copped to it. And I'm the only one here that has a heart. I'm glad that
Big D copped to it. That's not true. That is not true. I have been a huge supporter of Azza the whole season. But this is a moment where I was like, you reap what you sow in terms of where your position is in the game. Like, I don't know. Like, I just don't. Anyways, we can move on. But
we can move on.
I think that this was just a moment. What
should we move on?
You ever watch that show Las Vegas?
No.
Like they're not like a casino.
That was a long time.
Was that a real show? It's called Las Vegas.
Called Las Vegas.
What was the segue?
I was just thinking about it. Talking about CSI Vegas, talking about all these crime shows. I was just like, Vegas?
Was that a crime show, Bond? Las Vegas?
No, it's like they're just chilling in a casino hotel.
Was that
so? It's like a sort of like sitcom.
No, it was more like a drama. I don't know. Yeah,
I feel like a fun sitcom would be if you worked at
Las Vegas,
a big Las Vegas hotel casino thing.
Taryn, what channel this thing came on? I never heard of this.
I feel like it was on, like, I feel like I watched it on, like FX or something.
Okay. Back in the day.
So you were watching Las Vegas, but you refused to watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Period.
I don't think Real Housewives was a thing back then.
Well,
now you know what it is. Now, what's up, Neil?
Look, if that was on TV, I still wouldn't watch it.
Exactly. You see?
Mm-hmm. He's a fake and a phony, and he'll never come on our podcast, Jacob. That's all I have to say.
I'm being real. I'm being real with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being real. I'm being real with you.
Yeah.
I'm a real
Isn't
boy.
That what you want? Do you want me to just not be real with you?
No, I prefer fakeness.
To Sarah Beth Alyssa you?
Basically. If it's in a loving way, why not?
Okay. We get to the veto competition.
Yay. I like
this. This was hard.
Yeah,
this
really
was hard. I would not have done well at this. Like, I would, this is the type of thing where when you're at Final Four, I know that it's usually like some type of physical component with knowing your days, but it's also like the balance beam portion of it, I feel like made it very skill based versus like strength based.
Yeah.
So I was very, I thought that this was a really good, good comp for the Final Four veto.
And I feel like this season they have done a lot of competitions like referencing and talking about balls.
Anyway, yeah, I didn't love this. I feel like the Final Four veto has become increasingly like more difficult in like the execution of it. And like, I feel like I want people to have more of an equal chance generally. Now I will say this is probably one of the best yeah. versions of this competition we have seen. So I will say it is a step in the right direction just because the physicality of the, you know, balance beam back and forth sort of thing, is more even than we would normally get. But it's still not totally even. You know, it's
sure,
it's
but I think that it
definitely favors, like, you know, certain people.
But this is something that had it happened in season 21, we wouldn't have been like, oh, this is totally in the bag for Jackson, who went on a huge comp run to win the game. Like,
I would have given the edge to Jackson, though.
Yeah,
which is the really,
problem. I see where you're coming from.
I think that the main issue lies in the fact that the questions are too easy. Because the problem is that everybody gets the question right on their first try at every question, except for the one actually good question in this competition, which was what day was the fire?
I thought that was a little bit unfair though.
That was an awesome question because they haven't, like, they didn't know to study it. And so they actually had to use their brains, to think about like, wait, when did that happen? They had to guess a little bit. And it made it much more even, I felt. Because when you know the question immediately, it just comes down. It's just a physical competition at that point. The questions don't even matter.
Because when I heard that question and Azza said in her confessional, she said, I was the one that started the fire. I was like, well, that gives her an edge. But I guess you're right. They didn't know to study that because that's not something that you would suspect to like, oh, they would quiz me on this. Okay, I feel you on that.
Yeah. So I feel like they need to make the questions either more difficult or just like shake up what you're asking so that like people who study the days endlessly won't just immediately know the answer to the questions. You know, I would love more questions like this, like random, you know, moments that everybody in the house would know, like a fire. Like that's a great kind of thing to introduce to the game. And I do think there are opportunities for them to do stuff like that. You know, it could be like, you know, what day, you know, everybody's always doing Big Blue Couch. Like what day did this happen on Big Blue Couch? Yeah. You know,
what day did they play Love Island in the backyard?
Yeah. What day did we do the blind day or the match, whatever it was, you know, like, stuff like that would be, I think, better because it would increase the, it would make it so the questions actually mattered in a way that it's not just a physical competition with random fill-in prompts that everybody knows.
Yeah, but the guy that I thought was going to smoke this competition was out first. So I was very surprised at Kylan's performance in this entire competition. And so I was I feel like he knew his days.
Yeah, but I feel like this is the thing that I'm talking about with this comp. Like, if you are he's so tall that his balance ability is more off kilter than somebody who's lower to the ground, like Xavier, who can, you know, that's like a lot of him that's moving the balance beam, which is why all the balls went everywhere.
I thought Xavier looks taller. I mean, I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure Kylan is like significantly taller than Xavier.
I think Kylan is taller. Yeah.
Wow.
I think, it's not something you pay attention to a lot though. But yeah, you know, again, that's why I do think that the physical part of this is a bit more even. It's not just, how good are you at balancing or whatever. There's more to it than that. But, you know, you still do get Xavier winning this competition. And you know, it's, there's only so much that you can do. But Xavier wins, and that it's no good. That's no good for Kyland. Kyland is not pleased. Yeah, he's
those DR sessions. He looked terrible. Like he looked like he had been through it.
He's
he
going was
very
through
upset.
It. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think he thought he would lose. I think he genuinely thought I'm just gonna drag Xavier along.
Yeah.
And then
and his whole thing about he was like, well, I put you first. I didn't allow you to be expendable to me. And I just hope that you put me first because you see. And I'm like, Kylan, like this man hasn't put you first in this game at all. And with the people who you should have put first is the people that you was culling in bed with. It's the one that you was on your team with, McQueen's. You remember that, Kylan? And so I was like, now it's, oh, Xavier, I put you first. Put me first. This man haven't given you an inch other than like, oh, yeah, us final three kind of to be like, oh, he's putting me first.
And that's the thing, too, because Kyland had that conversation with Big D. He said, I have been protecting you in this game, but you've actually never been in a position to protect me in this game, Big D. The same exact thing is true of Xavier. You just don't see it because you see Xavier differently in the game. You attribute more power and decision onto Xavier that didn't actually exist. Mm-hmm. Xavier, if he had his way prior to the week that Tiffany won the HOH, would have taken you out at six. Mm-hmm. And you still would have never known because he wouldn't have had the opportunity to do so.
Mm-hmm. Say it again.
If it's one thing these cookout men have, it is the audacity.
Bad.
They have it. Hold on. I've got that clip somewhere.
The audacity.
Yeah.
Wait, that's so Tarian. You damn. That was nice. Pull up.
Thank you.
Maggie, did you even know that was a sound clip?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my bad. Okay. Let me be quiet.
I think she also knows what camp is.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, so then we get to, and this was for me the biggest failing of the episode, is the conversation between Kyland and Xavier after the veto. Kyland is beating himself up and the bed. And Xavier comes in, he's like, hey, just so you know, not going to have any conversations about the veto until tomorrow. I acted out this whole conversation on a live feed update because it was hilariously awkward because Xavier was just trying to leave the room. And there were so many long, awkward pauses where Xavier was like, okay, now I'm going to leave. I don't just be like, well, but just one more thing. And I felt like, Big Brother will occasionally take a normal conversation and edit it to make it seem like it's the most socially awkward thing you've ever seen in your life. But in this case, they took the most socially awkward thing you've ever seen in your life and they turned it into a somewhat normal conversation.
Well, because they think that X is their winner here. So they want to make him seem more suave than he is, right? Like they want to make him seem like he's handling Kyland better. when in fact Xavier is terrible when he's like, if somebody wants him to do something that he doesn't want to do, he just like flashes his big smile and looks sort of like a deer in headlights and sort of repeats what they just said. Like if I was like, Taryn, like, why don't you come on our Real Housewives podcast? And you were Xavier, you would be like, the Real Housewives podcast.
You know what? I've actually been telling everyone who's asking me to be on a podcast that we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah. Like, why don't we just go? Well, tomorrow, obviously.
Tomorrow, yeah. Sure.
Look over there.
Totally.
So I'm going to see ya.
Bye. Yeah, we'll talk to him tomorrow, Maggie. It'll be okay.
Yeah, sure. it was ridiculous because Xavier in the diary room explaining what he was doing and Xavier on our screen doing what he was doing were two completely different people. Where like in the room with Kylan, he was like, "Yeah, I don't want to talk about it until tomorrow." And Kylan was like, "Oh, but I mean, what?" Why not until tomorrow? I'm telling everybody. Okay, yeah, but I just feel like I'm being discarded and like I'm nothing. I'll just leave you alone with your thoughts then. Like that was legitimately his response to that. You said I'm fine. Is that okay? And then Xavier in the diary room is like, I'm telling him whatever he needs to hear to make him feel comfortable. Wait, what?
Well, Taryn, we didn't even talk about in the Kylan Big D fight how Kylan was like, I need to exit this conversation now. Like this I need to get out of this conversation for me. Like, and Xavier basically did that to Kylan and was like, I think it's time for me to exit this convo for good old X over here. It's time for him to go. Yeah. I think it's fun. I don't know. I mean, it's terrible gameplay. It's just like awful, but it's so messy and so fun and totally what Kylan deserves for this. And I love it. I'm eating it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Like that.
Yeah. Just don't sniff it after. So
that's the best part.
Gosh, please. No, please.
We
no. Honestly.
The episode there.
Done.
That's it.
I'm done.
Yeah, like a 3-minute montage, ending montage of like everybody's thoughts of like what we're doing. I guess, you know, going into tomorrow night's episode, we'll get the live veto and eviction. And leading up to that, we'll probably get some more fights, to be honest. We'll get there. But that was the episode. Anything else that we wanted to talk about from this episode?
Why isn't the episode on Sunday?
It is on a Sunday.
Oh, I thought you...
This week it wasn't on Sunday because of the Emmy Awards.
It was on Friday. Because I thought you said it was on Friday again. Okay,
it is. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Wednesday.
The hell? Hold on.
Yeah.
Wednesday, Thursday,
Wait,
Friday.
Wait, why are they doing that? I didn't know that either. Why is the finale then not on Sunday?
I'm not the person to ask, unfortunately.
They're going to do like a...
After guys, all of the plugging we've done on this podcast for CSI Vegas, how dare they give us so much unnecessary Big Brother?
Yeah.
I can't.
Taryn, will you ever sleep?
Next week.
Great.
Yay. Yeah.
Love it.
Got one more week.
Let's keep them up, folks. Let's keep them up.
So that's the episode. That's what we have for you. We can briefly get into some spoilers if you guys want. So thank you guys for joining us. If you are going to bounce out here, I appreciate you guys hanging out even when Rob is away. I hope you had some fun with us here at the club, and of course make sure you tune into all of the other Big Brother coverage that we have for you coming soon. But in the meantime, we're going to get to some spoilers.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler
warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should
be taken. What a fun club where we all dance with our hands up in the air.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, Taryn.
You want to run that sound back?
Is that the alpha noise that you make? When you go to the club?
Yeah.
I love
Alpha.
It.
Oh.
Hear me roar. All right. So We can talk about the spoilers. The spoilers are that there's not really much more to spoil here. Kyland is still going to be the one that is evicted tomorrow night live. And currently, he still does not know for sure that this is happening. Xavier does not want to tell him. The current plan is to, hopefully, Xavier says, at some point between not using the veto and then the eviction, they can tell Kyland that he's going home. I don't think that's how it works. I'm pretty sure it's
hard now.
I'm choosing not to use the veto. Big D, stand up and cast your vote to evict.
Yeah. Didn't they see Austin get evicted shoeless? Like, I mean, I guess that wasn't at Final Four. That was at Final Five. But still, like, when it's like that, you do it live right there.
Yeah. But that means that, of course, the plan is not to tell Kyland anything until the live show. And then again, even then, it might not be. And we know Xavier's track record as well. Like, literally, Hannah was on the block post veto and he still couldn't tell her that he didn't want her to stay. So I really don't know if this is going to happen. Big D has played with the idea of doing something along the lines of, Azza, I'm sorry, but I'm evicting Kyland.
He's going to mess it up. He's going to mess it up.
He's going to say, Azza, I'm sorry, but I cast to a vote Azza. No, wait, hold on.
What are they going to do? Are they going to be like, what is your final answer, Big D?
No, I feel like they have to. They have to take his first one.
Even if he's like, please no. Like, Arissa, key wheel.
Taryn, yeah, Arissa will show up and she'll be like, are you sure?
He's like, I don't know. Wait. You can and you will. It'll be cute. But I know, I think they will take his first one. I'm hoping they do because I just know he's going to butcher it.
That would be iconic if he means to evict Kyland and accidentally evicts Azza. That'll be really iconic. I hope it happens. I mean, not because I want Azza to go, but it would just be so funny. It would just be, I mean, it would be a forever iconic Big Brother moment. Come on.
Yeah. And I don't and want like, them to tell Kyland.
Also, then Big D would be known forever for being so stupid he messed up like the eviction vote, you know?
I mean, TV.
I mean, I think he's already there.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I don't think it's going to be that much work to put him there, but.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we have. Hopefully at no point today, Kyland gets a hint. He asked Xavier. He's just looking for some reassurance from Xavier. He said, hey, Xavier, I don't have to like pack extra hard today, do I? And Xavier was like, nah, you don't have to.
Oh, gosh, this is lovely. Like, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah, and he did. He looked at the camera afterwards and was like, geez. Yeah. Oh, fun.
Oh my gosh, I have a twist.
This is the mess that I like have been wanting. Kylan's gonna be so upset.
Oh, he's gonna be so heartbroken. Ugh.
Oh my gosh, what a mess.
Be amazing.
I'm Superman. I'm Goku.
Taryn, shut up. Not Goku.
I don't know who that is. Who's Goku?
I think he's off like Dragon Ball Z or something.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah.
Is that Kylan's thing or is that your thing, Taryn?
It's Kylan's thing.
Got it.
Yeah.
He wants to go.
Goku.
So that's what we have for you guys tonight. I hope, as I said, I hope you guys had some fun with us here at the club. It's time to shut it all down. It's time to head home. Get in the Uber. We're all heading home.
Uber home from the club? So fancy.
In the Uber, it's like an old timey taxi cab. There are some advertisements in there, and they're plugging the next RHAP podcast because we've got a Big Brother live feed update tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happened today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. There's of course a recap tomorrow night of tomorrow night's live eviction episode. So tune in for that. Survivor Know-It-Alls happened just before this podcast. And if you haven't listened to it yet, make sure you do. It was probably a really good one because it went.
It was cool. Really good.
Yeah. It's the reason I'm in my pajamas.
Yes. Of course, there's also going to be an exit interview for Survivor that will be out tomorrow. Make sure you look at that. Survivor was awesome tonight. I really enjoyed it. Make sure you tune in for
spoilers,
that.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. But I will be live tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Eastern with Asia to do a stock watch for Survivor. To go through the episode, talk about my own thoughts, why I liked it, talk about the game moves that happened in it, and to rate these players, see how that goes.
That's gonna be a long podcast, Taryn.
We'll see. It'll be fun. So make sure you tune into that.
Yes, it'll be fun.
There's gonna be Rob is gonna recap the Survivor episode as well with Karishma. So tune in for that. That should be a fun
one. Super cool.
And Jacob and Maggie, you guys have an excellent podcast yourself.
Excellent. Oh, you've listened?
What is that in reference to?
Of course I've listened.
What is that in reference to?
Like excellent, like eggs. Excellent.
Eggs, like, but eggs. Why eggs? What does eggs have to do with us?
I think it's like a funny, cute thing that Bostonites do. I don't know.
but seriously, like what is this a thing,
is this
Taryn?
Representative of the podcast? Is this like the banter?
No, this is my banter with you. This is my banter with you.
She's talking to you, Taryn.
So this is not a plug anymore.
No, yes, I would like
me and
to
Maggie
plug.
Do coverage for Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and mm-hmm. that episode dropped on the Wrap Ups feed. Check it out. It drops every Tuesday. So hopefully
morning.
We record mm-hmm. on your morning. And it's amazing. We're recapping the season, and watch the show because someone goes to jail.
Ooh.
Arrested by the feds.
On camera.
At Beauty Lab.
In a bus. Yes.
You guys really excel at finishing each other's sentences.
He said the egg thing again, Maggie. I don't know what his deal is now.
You guys are losing it.
I don't know. Like, I'm really not sure.
I just think it was something creative he wanted to put in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Solid.
Your brain seem very scrambled right now. I don't know.
He's having fun with this one. He's having fun with this one.
I can't tell if it just was a bad joke that now he's spinning or if it is in reference to something. I don't know
if it was a joke rather than like a cute remark.
Got it. Thank you for interpreting the Taryn speak, Jacob. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You know, that's my guy, so I have to.
Become a patron at robiswebsite.com/patron. We are going to do the last Big Brother Q&A this week, this Friday. So tune in for that. You can talk with Rob and myself, call in, ask us questions, chat with us.
What a treat.
Ask your own eggy questions. It'll be a fun time.
No,
you're like really annoying me. I like don't understand. I wish I could understand. Like, I feel like I've just now we've crossed the threshold where I can't tell if you're making fun of me or if you're just doing it to confuse me.
I think he's doing it now because we made it a big deal. And so he just wants to really stick it to us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stick it to us. Throw an egg in our face. He wants me to have egg on my face.
He wants you to have. Yes. He wants to fry us.
Yes. Got it. Okay.
You guys got it. You nailed it. So thank you guys so much for joining us here tonight. You can of course find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I was live, all night tonight, watching Survivor and Big Brother. I'll be live tomorrow, talking through, tomorrow night's Big Brother episode. And then of course on Friday as well. So find me there. We have some fun, over there on Twitch. You can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Jacob Jones, where can people find you?
People can find me at JacobJ_Jones on all social media. And yeah.
All right, Maggie.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at MLMorgan_.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us here tonight. I hope you all have an excellent day. And
annoying. You're so
next time.
He really is.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.